Today, we're here to talk about some foundational fantasy sci-fi stuff.
I knew you'd go there.
And I just had to go there.
Well, it is. It's foundational. I'm sure Asimov would agree. Welcome to Fantasy for the Ages, everyone, the show where father and son talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy content that we enjoy. Today, Zach's going to give us a book blast on his read of Foundation, Isaac Asimov's first book in a series.
New niche read. You probably haven't heard of it yet. It just came out like a century ago.
Yeah, not quite that long ago.
But not that far off.
What, like 70 years? Yeah.
It was published in book format in 51, I think. But it was written like 5 to 10 years before that.
And yet, I mean, it's science fiction set way in the future. So the setting is timeless.
Let me start by saying I'm almost annoyed by the fact that I actually really enjoyed this. Anytime I read something older, I'm very hesitant. I'm like, this may be good. This may not be. I may or may not like the style of writing.
Zach has oldest tendencies and biases.
This was old enough that it was further back than the style that I don't really love that sits in like the 70s. And it had weird, like, the way that it writes and talks about things was not at all what I was expecting. It feels like we're jumping from philosophical conversation to another and just bouncing between these moments where we're talking about things, but not always having the action happen. But it worked so well because
you were here for that. Yeah. Okay.
And so it ended up almost being, while being a interesting story that you can pull a lot of material from, you can pull a lot of material from the stuff that goes on between the pages, between the chapters, rather than the actual content of the chapters themselves. And what we actually read ends up just being more of a moral, philosophical, theoretical discussion about a possible future and the human condition.
Foundation is a great example of some of the best of science fiction. People who really like science fiction, especially hard sci-fi, they love those kinds of themes and styles. And so it's all on display. And this is Isaac Asimov as he writes. So this is your first Asimov you've read, isn't it?
Yes, I've experienced like Asimov content. I'm familiar with some of the stuff he's written, but I hadn't actually like gone out and read any Isaac Asimov myself. So Foundation was the first. It's been sitting on my shelf for like 2 years. I kept putting it off, even though it was not really that big. Because I was like, it's only getting older. How am I going to feel about it? I'll just read it eventually. And after I finished it, I'm like, well crap. I'm going to go get the other. Like, it's not going to be an arduous task. It's not a whole bunch more. But I thought I would read it and be like, okay, I've got that under my belt now. I can get it out of the way. And now I have to instead be like, I actually really enjoyed that. Damn.
I've read the entire Foundation series because, yeah, I fell in love with book one. It was fantastic. And so give me more. And there's a number of books and some of the, you know, the first few, and then there's a big time gap because he was kind of done. And then the fans were like, no, we need more. So eventually he wrote more.
The first trilogy wasn't written as books. That was all written as basically serials that came out with the editorials,
which was not uncommon back in that day.
No, it's very classic sci-fi, in my opinion. It's kind of the origins of sci-fi as a written form. And it was after all of the content basically for the trilogy was done that they went, let's put it into novels. And then they wrote a couple of extra little things to fill it in here and there and give more context to the story. And it ends up being really, really entertaining. If you haven't read this, but you like sci-fi and you're sitting here going, yeah, I've really enjoyed all these different sci-fi things here and there, but I haven't gone back to some of the roots and stuff. This is one of those cases where I do say, no, it's probably worth it. It's not a long read. It doesn't take very long, but it's really enjoyable. And it's some of the best executed of almost tropey things eventually later, but you see them kind of done possibly for the first time. One of my favorites here is this context and idea for the story as a whole, and that's using math and philosophy, psychology, in this case, psychohistory.
Great term.
To predict the future. You basically math your way to the future.
What could go wrong?
And I was in a really fun position when I did happen to read this, because I finished it and the next day I went and saw Dune Part 2. So I was just in a using math to see the future mindset.
Yeah. So Foundation came out in 1951, and you still found it relevant and fresh and enjoyable. And right after it, Foundation and Empire came out in 1952, and Second Foundation came out in 1953. And then that was it for Foundation for 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then Asimov, who's writing other things, he's still doing stuff, but finally he caves to the fans. So we get Foundation's Edge in 1982, Foundation and Earth in 86, Prelude to Foundation in 88, and Forward the Foundation in 93. There are a few more Foundation books then written by other sci-fi authors after that, but I've read those seven and they're all great. I enjoyed them.
I'm not sure I'm going to go on to read the stuff that he went back and wrote caving to fans. I don't know if I'm going to feel like it's necessary or not. I don't know if I'll feel like the story is incomplete, but I do plan to finish this trilogy. It was a worthy read and I'm glad I did it.
Good.
Finally.
All right. Is there any sort of SFF reader that you think wouldn't enjoy this? You know, if they have a preference for a certain style, that it won't probably align with Foundation.
If the sci-fi that you enjoy is space battles and action sequences, and you're really just looking for something really action-packed and exciting, or I'll even go to the other side of things, if the sci-fi that you enjoy is super accurate, it explains the how and the why, and you basically see real rocket science taking place in the book. If either of those are things that you really, really enjoy and you don't like sci-fi, if it doesn't have one of those things, don't read Foundation. Because it's great, but it came out in 51. Even if it was really accurate in its science, we hadn't gotten to the moon yet.
That's true. Now, we've talked about all of this about Foundation, but something we actually haven't done is describe basically what the book's about.
I mean, to be honest, I a little bit did. And that it's
you talked about the psychohistory
through math.
Well, can you give us just a little bit more, again, without spoiling, but like the back of the book? Yeah. I mean, what would you describe the book as about?
There's a universe, or at least galaxy-spanning empire that has been going on for a long, long time. And they used math to realize this is going to collapse and we're going to have a dark age.
And you said they used math. The Empire used math?
Certain people. It's specifically Selden, but it's not just Selden. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a subset of psychologists.
Okay.
Basically use math to figure out, oh, this empire is going to fall. We know about when it's going to fall. And we know there is going to be a dark age where we lose like everything for like 10,000 years. That's not good. Yeah. We can't stop that, but we can limit it. And we can try to preserve things to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
And it's then the unfolding story as time goes on, skipping different generations and different moments in this history of how do you solve these issues to navigate crises enough to cut down the period of dark ages to as small as possible.
Yeah, there you go. Well done. And see, that sounds interesting. People might want to check that out. You know, there's certainly an element in the story of, you know, the sky is falling, and people going, shut up, you don't know what you're talking about. And yet, interesting. And I do like the time jumps, which you usually don't, but it works for the purpose.
It worked for the purpose. And so instead of feeling like we had main characters, we had a main
plot.
Yeah, it was more we were looking at the story of the Foundation and not the people within the Foundation.
There you go. All right. Thanks for sharing your thoughts on this, Zach. I'm thrilled that you liked it because it's one of those past books that I enjoyed. And sometimes we find we do have some mutual interests and enjoyments. But this is a good spot to stop. We talked about books we're reading on another episode recently, but I want to throw in one thing I'm going to be reading soon that you recommended to me. and I'm going to read it sooner than I'd planned. It was on the list to get to here in 2024, but there was a great deal at Audible, so I have them waiting now, and that's the Poppy War trilogy. When I finish the Chronicles of Amber, that's the next thing up because it's already sitting in my library. Three books, over 60 hours of audio content, so it's hefty.
I'm excited for you. I enjoyed that one.
I have some driving coming up for work, so long haul drives. I will be starting the Poppy War next week.
Woo!
You know what? Probably Tuesday or Wednesday. It's coming. It's coming. All right. Let's leave these fine folks. Again, thanks for watching, everybody. Don't forget to like, subscribe if you haven't done so. We'll talk to you next time.